Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Today in the Visionary Chronicles, we're going to talk about leadership, but one of those leadership qualities that maybe some people aren't that comfortable talking about, but they have an ingrained belief in their faith as a leader. And so I term this lead by faith, not fear. I feel an important part of being an entrepreneur, being a small business owner, is understanding you're going to need faith to take you through these trials each and every day, each and every week and year that you have in your journey. Your journey of being an entrepreneur, you're going to face barriers. And these barriers and your ability to know that there's a higher power than you to control that which is going to happen and or what has already happened, helping you, getting you through it. So I feel it's extremely important and incumbent on me to ensure that we talk about all things that entrepreneurs and small business owners go through, and how do you get through those? It's one thing to talk about a skill set. It's one thing to talk about areas of support that you need in a functional area, marketing, sales, whatever it may be. And we're happy to do that. And I'm always happy to bring that to you. But I also know that these barriers that we hear from our small business owners, the entrepreneurs, it goes beyond just knowing a skill set. It is this lonely feeling of being an entrepreneur or a small business owner. And I'm not talking about these big, mid-cap, large-cap companies that we work with Liquid Mind. More often than not, we're talking about these startups, these companies that are trying to get off the ground, achieve that first $1 million in revenue, which, by the way, is the most challenging for any company. I always say, and it's interesting, I'd rather run a $1 billion company than a $1 million company, because a $1 million company, you can't make mistakes. A $1 billion company, you can hide $1 million and nobody knows. So it's a very different ingrained environment and culture that you're in with a small business and being a small business owner. So when you look at this faith, how do I get through these challenging times? And many times they get through it with their faith. And one thing that I like to talk about is, you know, what is that you've gone through? I've gone through it myself as an entrepreneur. I had a small business for 10 years. I was fortunate to sell it to a VC company after 10 years and then move on to Oakley. But through that time, I know and I can embrace what these small business owners are going through. And so I'd like to talk about that today. And I feel it's a subject that not a lot of times people talk about. And I think people either are uncomfortable talking about it or don't want to talk about it, but they have an ingrained faith. And I think they love it when people do talk about it. And that's what I've found. So there's a quote in the Bible that I've seen that's very telling about this lead by faith, not fear. And I find that what we talk about is fear. You know, how do you overcome fear? You're the leader of your company. People look to you on a day-to-day basis to get them through these barriers, these challenges, these storms. And you're many times the one sitting at that desk going, I'm the captain of this ship. And many times I just feel like going down with the ship. So how do I get through these challenges? Just as soon as I get through one storm, I see another one coming over the horizon. So many times it's through our faith that we get through this, and we don't have this fear as a result of that. And one quote that I see from the Bible is that when we are in chaos, everybody has a plan to fix it. But it takes a leader of real understanding to straighten things out. And what I say, this is life faith from Proverbs 28:2. And so faith is something all of us have embraced at one point in our lives. And we know if, more often than not, comes at the darkest moments or times, whether it be personal or professional. That's what we talk about here as an entrepreneur, small business owner. You take this home with you. So you need to deal with this and understand that there's many times faith over fear is really something that you have a choice. You have a choice. Do you want to have and live with fear your entire life, or do you want to have the faith to know you can overcome that fear? So, you know, faith is, you know, something, this is a comfort that we have, knowing that all things are passable through faith. And when you have that, it's something that is reassuring and comforting. I know it was for me and many people that I talk with. So we often try to take on the world. We're don't understand how the world operates or works many times, and we try to figure it out, and it seems like an impossible task to do so. So I found that through building my own company, prior to LiquidMind, prior to Oakley, K-Swiss, and the brands that I've been associated with, I actually started an apparel company. And through that 10 years, it was probably the most trying times of my life. And what I found is that it built this thick skin. It allowed you to get through these storms, but also, more importantly, it allowed you to help others get through storms. And so when you're trying to figure this out, the load and the burden becomes extremely heavy on you personally. You take it home with you, you take it out on your coworkers, whatever it may be. So you need to have something inside of you that has this strong ingrained faith that things will work out for the best. So through building my own company, and also even with these iconic brands that I was with, problems and barriers are an inevitable part of the evolution of a startup company or a big company. It doesn't matter. You're eventually going to face these. So what I find, it's where you turn in these times that makes the difference between just surviving or eternally thriving. And I like surviving or thriving. You know, people, when they're surviving, they're just out there on the ocean, waves crashing time and time again, and they have no ability to get out of it, or you're in calm waters thriving. It's your choice where you want to take your path and your route. So what I talk about is this a strength to know there is an end, and the power to realize you'll always have blessings throughout your faith that will carry you through these storms of life. And I say storms of life because I don't like to talk just about the business side of it, but the personal side of it as well, and ensuring that whatever advice I give it both, not only from the standpoint of when you're at work, but also when you're at home. How do you deal with this? Because it is very challenging. Those that say they don't take it home with them are either lying or aren't facing reality. So we have to talk about this. You know, how do they get through the storms of life? So, you know, each of these barriers are of different magnitudes, you know, but very few of us take the time to pray and know this is the time to test and strengthen us, ourselves and others through these times. So it's important that you take that personal time to take a deep breath, know that it's going to end at some point, and have the faith over this fear of the unknown that eventually you'll get through this storm. And I mention this, and I feel it's a very opportune time to talk about this because of what we're going through with COVID, with the virus, the continual barrage of negativity that we see in both our personal and professional lives. So I think there's something here that we need to make sure that we take the time personally to recharge, to restart, to reboot, to get over this negativity that seems to be barraged upon us every day, no matter where we look or where we walk or where we shop or wherever we are at work. We just need to have this continual barrage taken off our shoulders. So, you know, I find that through faith, many people are uncomfortable talking about it, you know, which is fine. But as long as you have an authentic faith that reaches down to you personally and you're utilizing it in times where you are challenged, that is what is of the utmost importance in both good times and bad times. And I say good times because many times people don't turn to faith over fear until something happens. Well, why not be grateful of things that are going well? Many times we just assume that all things go well all of the time. But I can tell you 9 times out of 10, if maybe not 10 out of 10, and I'm guilty of this as well, is that when times are going great, we're not that grateful. When things are going bad, we're grateful that eventually it's going to end. And that's when we really start praying and looking over the faith of, hey, when will this end? And I need help through these trying times and through these storms. So it's reassuring and comforting to know that we have that ability to know that eventually this storm is going to pass. You know, so what I find is leaders who are open to their faith and have an ingrained belief in the blessings and true faith that provide each day a step towards getting through these storms of life, and also being grateful when times are good is very reassuring. During difficult times and during good times. And the understanding that there is an end to the struggles when you are facing them. And to be able to have that personal time to overcome these. So in these difficult times, having a leader with his character and strength is reassuring. So what I talk about is this leadership of this faith over fear. Many times people get paralyzed by fear. They don't know what to do or how to handle it. And it's not very reassuring. You know, I've been inside companies where leaders don't have this strength and this leadership to know it eventually it'll end, and reassuring people that are part of the team that it's going to end. So what I find is there are certain leaders and they embrace principles. They look to lead through faith, not through fear. Is the first is what I look at is lead by faith, not fear. It's one of these things. It seems simple, but it's very difficult for people because you look in the face of these storms and think, how am I possibly going to get through this? When will it end? You're getting barraged day after day after day, but eventually there's steps towards this being finished. So it's the assurance that all things will work together for good eventually. So it's this positivity of faith over fear. And the second point is don't overemphasize the negative. This is just part of the day-to-day, and I don't care if it's in your professional or personal life. As a leader, try not to overemphasize the negatives. Everybody knows that it's bad times. Everybody knows when you're in the middle of a storm, everybody gets wet. So make sure that you're emphasizing the positive and not the negative. You know, during these storms of life, people hear enough of the bad. You know, be a bearer of good news whenever possible. And I don't understand, as a leader, it's difficult. It is hard. And that's why you're in your leadership position, is making sure that you can reassure those that eventually we're going to get through this. And I'm going to lead us through it. The third is never underestimate the power of a team. What I mean is don't try to carry the burden on your shoulders. Use your team and have your team passionately embrace wherever you can, the barriers that you're going through. It's a learning experience for everybody. Believe me, once you've been through a storm, you have the cuts, the bruises, the scars to show that you've been through it. So when you go through it again, guess what? It's not either as much of a surprise or you know exactly what to do. So never underestimate the power of a team. That's very important. Cohesively bringing together others for a common goal, driven through a shared passion. It's a powerful tool to use. So make sure that you are reassuring your team that you get it. It's a difficult time and period, but also make sure your team understands to be grateful during the good times, not only the bad times. And the fourth I say is that inject the positive. It's the opposite of number two when I say don't overemphasize the negative. And the fourth is inject the positive, eliminate the negative, okay? During storms, be the one who leads through reassurance and positivity. That's an important aspect of being the leader through these times. And I love talking about this subject because nobody talks about it. They'll all talk about the strategy to get through these barriers, to get through COVID, to get through a downturn in revenue, how to increase distribution. Those are all important subjects, and I'm not downplaying them, but also there's a culture issue that nobody talks about. And that's a real part of what this subject and what this podcast is about is don't forget about your culture. Everybody's going through the same storm. Everybody's going through the same barrier with you. So make sure that you're the one that reassures everybody that we are going to get through this storm and I'm going to lead us through it. And the fifth is faith overcomes fear. You've seen the shirts, faith overcomes fear, right? And it's true when you see it. And knowing and believing that a strong foundational faith conquers fear. And the faith to know that eventually we're going to get through this storm together as a team. And you personally and professionally with your family, with your team at work, whatever it may be, make sure you're reassuring. Make sure you're positive. Don't overemphasize the negative. Make sure that you're being as positive as you can because you know that eventually, because you've been through these storms, that it's going to pass and you'll be better for it. And the team will respect you more for it. And there's a Bible verse that fits this perfect. And it's from 1 Timothy 1:19, which said, some have refused to let faith guide their decisions. and they've been destroyed like a wrecked ship. And what it means is that people try to work through barriers, try to work through these storms that they're facing, whether it be personal or professional. The storms are carried home with you. So you want to make sure that as you make these decisions, that you're always positive. Don't overemphasize the negative, but have reality to know that you are in a situation that eventually is going to pass. So in creating this podcast, you know, I wanted to discuss all subjects, ones that I intuitively knew entrepreneurs needed to hear, and no one wanted to discuss. I know in my entrepreneurial journey, faith played an important role in assuring I'd be able to knock down barriers put in front of me and to be able to convey that to the team, lock arms with my team, make them better for it. So as they go through storms in the future of their journey, that they'll be able to understand what it'll take to get through that storm. And hopefully I've been a part of their journey that's been positive. And this is also why I started the Christian Entrepreneur Leadership Ministry at Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, where Rick Warren is our pastor and author of The Purpose-Driven Life. So if you know of anybody, any entrepreneur, small business owner, who you feel is going through these storms of life, both personal or professional, please have them go to Saddleback Church, saddleback.com. The ministry is there. It's the Christian Entrepreneur Leadership Ministry. Have them sign up. We have members from 9 different countries. We're the fastest growing ministry within Saddleback, and we're a global ministry. So we have a lot of resources for those business owners, those small business owners, the entrepreneurs. So again, hopefully this podcast has been helpful to you as you look through the barriers in your life, both personal and professional, and gives you a little bit of an insight as to leadership and leading through faith and not fear, and also instilling that into your employees. Also reassuring your family when you come home. So it's all of these aspects of being able to provide that reassurance that you will eventually get through these barriers and storms of life, and that will eventually pass. I want to thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles podcast. Realize you have a busy day, and appreciate the time you take out each time in listening to our podcast. And if you find the information valuable, where we gain most of our listeners is through you. So if you wouldn't mind passing along the link to the Visionary Chronicles podcast to those who you think may benefit from what we're providing here, whether it be personally or professionally. We're available through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Podbean, iHeart, any of those. They can find the Visionary Chronicles podcast. So again, we gain our followers through you, your support. So we appreciate you. We appreciate your time and look forward to the next episode of the Visionary Chronicles.